Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we are again. It's Tuesday night, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm sitting in Cat Harpin, Virginia, coming to you live. God, it was hot today in Virginia. I don't know what the temperature was like where you are, but it was almost uninhabitable here in Virginia today. I went to work, worked really hard today on several different projects. But, man, it sure was hard to keep cool. Well, I'm sorry, I'm finished eating a potato chip. 347-945-6713 is the number. Right now, the topics are open. If somebody wants to call and start us off on something, you know the number, 347-945-6713. I got a couple things I want to talk about, but I figure I'd give you, the audience, a chance to talk about what you want to talk about or come into the chat room. 2 days of summer. It seems like I've worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. I really haven't accomplished anything. I think it's the heat. Well, which reminds me, before I get into the heavy duty stuff, tonight I went to the Giant. That's our local food market. And I decided I really like iced tea. So I decided that I get myself an iced tea pitcher and, you know, one of those big lifting cans of iced tea. Well, I got the iced tea, and I had two tea pitchers I could have picked. I think I picked one that looks like a big jar, and it's got a spout on it. I think I should have got the regular standard pitcher. God, am I being rude eating these potato chips. It doesn't appear like there's anybody here but me. I'm lonely. Well, if you want me to give you a topic, an astounding thing happened today. Federal judge threw out the ban on deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. That's pretty incredible. Oil gushing into the Gulf, apparently ruining the economy of the entire Gulf Coast. And we want to keep drilling. Can someone explain that to me? Why do we want a deep water drill? I don't understand. I'm going to the chat room. Hey, guest 3106. Do you know why? Why should we be allowed to deep water drill in the Gulf of Mexico? Have we not learned our lesson? If you got an opinion on that, 347-945-6713 is the number. I've got some interesting people in the chat room right now. Yeah, Norm at Night, we're going strong there. We're going strong. And I'm trying to get back to the switchboard now. 347-945-6713. What should we do with Haley Barber, the governor of Mississippi? First, he's begging for money because the well is spewing oil everywhere across the Gulf. And then he wants the deep water drill. I don't understand that. Would somebody please give me a call and tell me? That was a moment of silence. Yeah. I mean, why is nobody upset about this? Why is nobody talking to me about this? Norm would like your opinions. I don't know. I guess. What can I say? I'm waiting for guest with no name. You know, hey, Hollywood, are you out there listening tonight? Well, I hope so. I hope this has to become a big exercise in me talking to myself. I got to get some feedback, people. I got to get a call from the West Coast last week. I guess it's summer. Nobody's got time for Norm. I don't know. See, somebody, maybe we should talk about my teapot. Or my iced tea container. It was the little cup that came with it that made me get it. I should have got the other one. I mean, this is as important as drilling in the Gulf, apparently. I don't know. Let me go see what's going on in the chat room. Not a whole lot, but maybe we should let Mississippi pay their own cleanup bills since they're so intent upon drilling. It's all you, Mississippi. Go ahead. Drill, baby, drill. Take care of your own coastline. At least until they get this hole plugged. Why is that so difficult? 347-945-6713. Now, how about Rolling Stone magazine bringing the interview with General McChrystal out? Is that guy out of his mind? I hope he doesn't expect to keep his job. Of course, the president, he's just beginning to look like a bungler on whatever he touches. Oh, this was going to be the war, the big war, the war we're meant to fight. Oh, I wasn't talking about this war when I was a state senator. Yeah, well, now you got a real cute one. In the middle of an offensive, you're going to have to fire the commanding general. God, the Taliban's going to get the last laugh if we keep up this crap. I'm so distressed. Norm is very distressed. Come on, I need a caller, man. It's really kind of, should the president fire General McChrystal? What do you think? 347-945-6713. Or you can get me in the chat room, or you can Skype me. You probably could IM me, but I don't have that on this computer, so I'm never going to open that. Is this General McChrystal's son? Is this equivalent to General MacArthur during the Korean War? I heard something really very interesting tonight on NPR, the News Hour, and a reminder, in American history, the American concept is for absolute civilian control over the military. The commander-in-chief is a civilian. Actually, until really quite recently, unless we were at war, there was no army to be commander-in-chief of. But that's changed everything. So, in order to make sure that it's clear that the civilians are in charge, does Barack Obama have to fire General McChrystal? Personally, I'd fire them all, bring all the boys home. But that's just being a dummy. Hey, all you pretenders out there that want the war to go on and on and on and on. Well, why don't you sign up and go fight it? This war is destroying the fabric of America. You know, I know some people who are going to go over to Afghanistan. They're going to go into battle. And I hope and pray to God that they come home in one piece. But no matter if they come home in one piece or not, they'll never be the same. Those human beings will never be the same. Is it worth it? What are we trying to accomplish? What are we accomplishing? Let's say we kill every one of the Taliban, every single one of them. They're all dead. Is that worth what we're doing to ourselves? And I don't mean money, although the money is very, very, very serious. I'm talking about what we're doing to ourselves as a people. I mean, did you hear the guy in New York? He pleaded guilty. He was proud to plead guilty. He says there's going to be hundreds of people following him. I need somebody to talk to, fans. 347-945-6713. I guess we're all on summer hiatus. You want to talk a little bit of soccer? We can do that too. Actually, it's a more pleasant subject than almost anything else we've talked about tomorrow night. The U.S. in the same position they were last year. Win or go home. Wouldn't it be something if Slovenia and Algeria were the two teams that go from the group? Oh, my God. I'm feeling pretty confident that the United States and the English will win tomorrow. And that it'll be on to the knockouts. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure the Algerians want to win. I'm sure the Slovenians want to win. Hey, everybody out there. If you know where Slovenia is, call me. 347-945-6713. Heck, if you know where Algeria is, call me. 347-945-6713. We'll see if we can't scare something up on the prize front for the first person to call me and tell me where Slovenia is, and it's got to be more than it's on a continent and naming the continent. I got to know more than that. Let's see what's in the chat room. Not a guest is still there. Now I don't know what's happening. There's my switchboard. Still nobody calling. Even the West Coast is taking a break from Norm at Night. I guess I've got too many bad habits. It's summer. Maybe 9 o'clock wasn't such a good idea to move back to. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to finish the show tonight. Unless my switchboard starts perking up. I'm running out of energy here. I can't believe McChrystal, though. The president has to fire him. Everything's going to be in disarray. The Republicans are jumping for joy. I just don't understand. Oh, can you imagine that? I can't even think of his, how you say his name. If he becomes Speaker of the House, Boatner, Baitner, I don't know. I don't care. Nancy having to get out of the seat, go back to being majority leader or minority leader. Oh, that would be horrible. Horrible. American voters are smarter than that. They have to be. They have to be. We can't let them have the House back. Can't let them have the House back. Four months to the election. 4 months. And America will speak again. I don't know. Something's going on. Excuse me. Something's going on here in my Skype. And I'm not 100% sure what it is. Hold on. I'm getting some news on some of the social scene I used to be a part of at a certain part of the country. And you know, somebody just said in the chat room, you know, deep down I'm a coward. And I say, you know what? We all are. You have got to be kidding. Oh, my God. A very close acquaintance and friend of the show was just in the same room with a former Secretary of Defense that, oh, my God. Oh, God. What would you do if you were at a party and you ran into Donald Rumsfeld? What would you do, callers, people? Give me a call, 347-945-6713. Oh, my gosh. What would you say to Donald Rumsfeld if you bumped into him at a party? What would you say to him? What would you say to George Bush if you were having a beer at Nanny O'Brien's? I know what I used to say to Tim Russert. Give me another Rolling Rock. That is pretty amazing. Oh my God. Is that like unbelievable. I don't know. I gotta get back to my switchboard. Somebody call me. I mean, what would you say to Donald Rumsfeld if you saw him at a party tonight? Wow. Unbelievable. Anyway, fans, we got 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes to go. 347-945-6713. I got all kinds of stuff coming in over Skype. Let me, yeah. Wow. Nobody's gonna call up. Hey, anybody out there, anybody wants to, tomorrow I am starting to read War and Peace. I can't start tonight because I don't have one. I suppose I could run up the borders and buy one. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Lot of dead air on Norman Knight tonight. I'm really sorry. I mean, we've talked about everything from General McChrystal to whether or not I bought the right teapot. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. Oh, well. Let me get a few minutes of this.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke. joke, 'cause all their phones are in the end. It's clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door, for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? This stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why does no
one... Yeah, why does no one call me? I don't know. I guess because it's summer. We got 3 minutes. What do I want to do? If I had 3 minutes, what do I want to say? I'll tell you what I'd say to Donald Rumsfeld. I hope I would have the nerve. Mr. Rumsfeld, you were wrong. Mr. Rumsfeld, there are 3,000, maybe even more than that. I don't know. There's over 3,000 people dead on your watch. All you neocons, you thought you were going to change the world, and you had that little puppet in the White House, the decider, and you used him and you ruined this country. We're not going to recover from this. It's the beginning of the end of the American empire. Oh. God. Well, let me check the chat room. Guest is still there. He's still listening. I'm glad to hear that. So 3106, would you fire General McChrystal? I sure would. And I'd end that war. But then I'm not the President of the United States, am I? No, siree. How many of you out there would fire General McChrystal? Hey, in case anybody's wondering, if you want to call me on Skype, the number's 410-773-9941. If you give me that number on Skype, if you call that number and I'm on my computer, I guess I'll be able to answer it right here from my switchboard. So that's pretty cool. I like that idea. You can use it just like a telephone. Well, that's it for this week on Norm at Night. We've been here for 30 minutes. The show has been sketchy. Remember the two questions. Do you think the judge was right lifting the ban on deep water drilling? And should President Obama fire General McChrystal? Those are the questions that should be facing us as citizens. And until next week, this is Norm going out. That's it for this evening. Norm out.